Well, we have three small children at home, and I have to tell you, it's been high excitement for at least a month now. We've been starting the day with chocolate for breakfast from the advent calendar, which always gets things off to a good start, as I'm sure you can imagine. It feels like we've been counting the sleep till Christmas for weeks, so now it's only one sleep to go. In fact, for all I know, the children may be secretly opening their presents at home even now. There's no doubt that Christmas is a magical time for children, and of course that's a great thing. But many think that Christmas is really all for the children, only for the children. The Nativity story seems a bit like a fairy tale. You know, angels and magic stars and all that kind of stuff. Perhaps Jesus seems to belong in the same category as Father Christmas or the Tooth Fairy. I was interested to see this week you can still get yourself in the national press by denying the existence of Santa in the presence of children, so don't be brave enough to do that. But when you think about it, there's not much that's cute or sentimental about the true story of the first Christmas. When we come to the Gospels, we're not in the land of make-believe or let's pretend. In our reading, Luke was careful to locate the events of the first Christmas in real history. His account doesn't begin once upon a time, but in the days of Caesar Augustus, while Quirinius was governor of Syria. Luke is writing real, reliable, carefully investigated history based on eyewitness evidence, and he wants us to realise it. The Christian faith isn't myth or legend, and neither is it a fingers crossed leap in the dark. The Christian claim is that at a particular time and a particular place, in the year 6 BC or thereabouts, God was born as a baby in Bethlehem. And that Jesus made good that claim to be God come in the flesh by his teaching and life. For the Christian, everything depends on that fact. That Jesus was indeed God himself. If that isn't true, we might as well give up on Christmas and Christianity and switch to celebrating Winterval. And in fact, when we think about it, much of the true story of the first Christmas isn't really suitable for children. Not really. Think of the confusion and scandal of Mary, probably a teenage mum, pregnant outside wedlock. How do you explain the virgin birth to the kids? Do come and tell me if you've got any good ways. And how was Mary going to explain it to Joseph? And then the heavily pregnant Mary has to make that 80-mile journey to Bethlehem, which can't have been fun. And when they get there, they had to stay in a stable, hardly the ideal place to give birth. The Son of God was delivered and laid in an animal's feeding trough. Then the family had to flee from the murderous King Herod, and Jesus began his life as a refugee. I've noticed that the children's Bibles tend to leave out Herod's order to put to death all the boys under 2 years of age in the Bethlehem area. It's a gruesome detail of the story, isn't it? Not suitable for children. The truth is that Christmas is not just for the children, it's for everyone. It was for those shepherds, probably rather unsuspecting shepherds. I guess ordinary blokes, minding their own business. As far as we know, they weren't especially seeking God. They weren't conscious of being on a spiritual journey or anything like that, as far as we know. I imagine they probably weren't particularly spiritual types. They may not have been at all interested in God or in religion. It was just another night shift. They were making their living. Perhaps they were playing cards. Maybe a few bottles of the local brew were passed around. And then God sent them an angel. Not just one angel, but an army of angels. And in the Bible, angels are pretty terrifying. You know, for us it's the cute nativity play, isn't it? The most terrifying thing about an angel is that her wings might fall off, or she might forget her lines. But not so in the Bible. They were terrified, and I don't blame them. I think I would have been too. But the angel tells them good news of great joy. Later, wise men come from the east to worship the baby. Well, probably by this time he's a toddler. Maybe he's even two by the time they arrive. They travel more than 500 miles across the desert to worship a toddler. No doubt they go to a great deal of trouble and expense. Probably their wives thought they were rather mad. And they risk the wrath of Herod. Those wise men are there to tell us that Jesus is of global, international significance. He's worth crossing continents for. He's for people of all races and cultures and backgrounds, for all the nations. Here is good news for the whole world. Good news both for shepherds and for wise men. That's an interesting social spectrum, isn't it? For farm labourers and philosophers. The news of Christmas, according to the angels, will be for all the people. For all sorts of people. For rich and poor, educated and uneducated, black and white, old and young, respectable and disreputable, happy and sad, popular and lonely, religious and irreligious, for churchgoers and non-churchgoers, for those who like singing hymns in drafty old buildings, and for those who can think of better things to do. Christmas is for the kids, and for big kids, but it's not just for the kids. It's also for the Scrooges and the Bar Humbug type. It's for all the people. Christmas is God breaking into his world and calling us back to him. It is, the Bible says, for you. Today in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. What did the shepherds make of those words? What are you talking about, born to us? Jesus isn't just born to his parents. He's born to the entire human race. To the shepherds and the wise men, to you and to me. To us a child is born. To us a son is given. I wonder, do you believe that? That Christmas is life-changing good news for you. Really good news. That it matters not just once a year, not just for magical carol services, but every day of every year. Jesus is the long-promised rescuer king, the Christ, the Messiah, the one who fulfills all God's promises and purposes, the one who answers our deepest yearnings, those longings within us that perhaps we don't completely understand. Jesus is for us. He's a saviour who perfectly meets our need. He answers our predicament. All of us are sinners, and all of us need a saviour. Jesus is the perfect saviour for sinners like me and you. He is our Lord, our rightful King. He claims our allegiance. We owe him everything. Christmas is not just for the children, it's for everyone. But what is the real meaning of Christmas? Even if snowmen and tinsel don't really do it for you, and you don't like brandy butter, why should you bother about Christmas? Well, because secondly and finally, Christmas is not just about the children, it's about a child. At the heart of Christmas is a baby, the Christ child. No ordinary baby. You know, thousands of babies are born every day, and no doubt their families are delighted and so on. But what makes the birth of this baby so special? Why is his birth good news for the whole world? Because he is the baby who will be the saviour, Christ the Lord. His birth is news of great joy. He has come to bring peace. The government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness, from that time on and forever. Every knee will one day bow to King Jesus. Jesus is the God-man, God come in the flesh. His birth means that we can know God. The baby born in Bethlehem puts an end to all speculation. Jesus' birth means that we can know that God loves us, that he cares about you and me, cares enough to come into the mess of our world to sort it out. He enters into the life of our world to deal with all our rubbish. Christmas is about a child, but about a baby who grew up to be the most extraordinary man who ever lived. Jesus was born that he might die on the cross for all those who would put their trust in him. And already at Jesus' birth, the cross casts its terrible shadow over the manger. Christmas was for the sake of Easter. So Christmas isn't just for the children, it's for everyone. And it isn't just about the children, it's about a child, a unique child, the baby who was God. So this Christmas, may we receive afresh the gift of Jesus, born for us, for us. May we find in him joy and peace and salvation. A very Merry Christmas to you all.